Blog Talk Radio. them more.
Forever take my love. All I need for time to prove my love. Happiness is the soul is what I'm striving toward. If I ask him, I go back to finish love. I know that love plays, but if I'm not, I'm meant when I said today. Travel to the moon and back, yeah. Just to let you know that I got your back. All your problems ain't no problems, girl, I handle that. And if you fall, I'll put your fine ass back on track. Put your weight on my shoulders, girl, I'm your Hercules. Your destination like Moses, girl, I will part those seas. Fight your battles, cause winter walls ain't shit to me. If I fall down, I'll fight on my bloody knees.
Forever,
I'm gonna need more time.
It's what I'm striving
for.
If I got anything more,
go back to finish. Send him back.
I know that you're
crazy. Life sounds a little crazy.
I'm in when I said
today's the worst part.
Then I'm gonna take one step.
Then I'm gonna take one step more. You're the blood that goes through my veins. Can't breathe without you, you're my oxygen. You provide my support, you're my skeleton. I stand strong, you're my rock, I found my diamond. You're the oil in my motor that keeps my engine going. You're the gas in my battery that keeps my juice flowing. You're the part of my brain that keeps me knowing. I'll be there for you, cause that's what God told me. The love I have for you, it's the same love that the Lord has for me. It's unconditional. You see?
International game. JT Money checking in with Trig the General. Let's go.
When I get that feeling, I need a first with no ceiling.
Watch, can't have dirty feet, time to wash some things off. Now she looking ready, looking like like a heavy Chevy. Skirting on them thirsty hoes, just being petty. I might pop up the phone if that ass fat. Deep beating in the back, don't know how to act. She got to get down and then get up. Slap by sucker, make them pack his shit up. Niggas acting a donkey in the dome. Wooden chrome everywhere, trunk full of funk. If you don't know, that's how we play in the Chevy game. Spend no expenses, top of the line, everything.
When I get that feeling, I need a verse with no ceiling. And we rolling, DVD, breaking. When I get that feeling, I need a verse with no ceiling. And we rolling, DVD, breaking. I'm just blowing in the wind in my bird again. Boss bitch was around the corner then. I picked up my girls, now we riding now. And niggas on the corner straight hollering now. Just riding, we riding, heading somewhere.
Watch your work. Watch my cheek work. Watch my cheek. watch your work. Homie, watch your work.
Any tricks that I tend to, gotta put four bands in the bag when the rent due. One band for my shit suits, and another band in my hand when the get through. I don't wanna kiss you, put the money in my hand with my with the tissue. You made up to the bristle. Got the shooting at my like a missile, like a bullet from a pistol. It hit it hard and the waves in the fifth row. Good from the get-go. Need money, but a bad need more. Let me show you how it flows. LA Laker game downtown, hanging at the crypto. Late night when you tiptoe, let a bad show you what the good.
When the pimpin' is poppin', you never let it go. I'm getting straight to the point, homie, not a metaphor. And if the chickens are trippin', they're being sloppy and slippin', you gotta drop off the chickens to get a better pro. And when she shaking the booty, she getting chatter, so I let her do what she doing, we getting hella dough. I let her keep on grillin' under the pimpin' and flowin'. She really love what she doing, homie, yeah, yeah.
Watch me work.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch my cheek work.
I'm so good.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch my cheek work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work. Watch your work. Watch my cheek work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work.
I'm so good.
Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Watch my cheek work. Watch my cheek work. Watch your work.
Watch me work.
Homie, watch your work. Homie, watch your work. Hey, your booty got dope. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold. And it should be so. Okay, your booty got dope. It's juicy and swole. It's good as gold. And it should be so.
Damn.
Yeah, pick your booty got dope.
I'ma take the spot cause I'm hot.
I got plenty.
I'm still from the hood and I
wish a bitch would.
Fuck I look like beefing with a bitch.
Fuck I look like.
Fuck I look like fighting over dick. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. I just pay to get my hair and nails did. This ain't cheap, this a $1,000 shit. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk. Bag talk, bag talk. Look, I ain't tripping, it's some shit I gotta get used to. Ugly bitches hate. And that ain't nothing new, I'm sitting pretty with a bag. Why she broke, so she mad. Tryna be funny, go get some money, cause you out here looking bad. Hey, who boosting up her ego, thinking she can come for me though? I make that nigga spin his bucks, best be her, she just a fuck. Running circles around these niggas, I'm not a squirt. Can't compete where you don't compare. On paper, out here breaking all the rules, I swear. I might be looking like a Barbie, but bitch, I'm a brat. Big head, big racks, and I love to clap back. But bitch, I look too good. Don't get it misunderstood. I still come from the hood.
Fuck I look like beefing with a bitch.
Fuck I look like.
Fuck I look like fighting over dick.
Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. I just pay to get my hair and nails did. This ain't cheap. This a $1,000 shit. Bitch, I let my bag talk. I let my bag talk. Bitch, I let my bag talk.
love, cause I love feeling really go live on the record. Yeah. Even when he vibes for his lies on the block, cause he rather die to be recognized as a record. So hard in the pain. Sucks when you think you are, but you ain't. Ain't no sunshine here, right? That's like ain't no crime on Marvin the game. Too hard to involve in debate. Too sharp to be in the bar with debate. Yeah. Ain't got time for the ruling, let's just stop that bush. Time of the day. Sometimes gotta make time for the fake time, for the fake time. Get away with the fake time, make it face time. That's wayside, what should've been wayside.
Now's on FaceTime.
Should I keep jumping it? Yeah. Should all y'all keep jumping it?
Yeah.
Should all y'all take the fall when I drop? Cause I'm not gonna stop once y'all get involved in it.
Woo!
Let me find out that y'all ready. Find out how they bury Billy Bob and find out you're very interested in what Omar got to say about it. Tell me, would you go cray cray if I said my way or the highway? Bye-bye sway, bye-bye nay nay, bye-bye gang gang, all y'all gangway. Why can't we all get along, get it on till we on in the rain? Nothing wrong with it, we all good, so it's all good.
Nope, nope.
Hey, we'll still find a way to get involved in it. Got you thinking that you're hot, hot, dope, 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 but you're not, nah. Maybe you can really get down, but when you ask around, it's saying that you're really not, nah, nah. Wouldn't matter to me, I bust. You can break me down to one knee, I bust. Hit him hard, really hope that he hot bust, so I can really get the beating on him. See, he had it coming. Get kicking till I'm out of asses. Tallahassee, the Calabasas, where the grass is greenest, but old gets meanest.
Let that slide,
I'm on out of pass. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can off my ass is the way that I should look at it. Got more ways than a cookbook to eat. Turn the page, look, look, see?
Hey, yo, that sounds good, man, but it's late and I'm ready to go home. You used every word in the dictionary.
Yo, yo,
Mojo was the plan, man. You ain't gotta break bread, quit playing, man. You ain't gonna get any bitches to back up. You need to just pack up and get up out the game, man. Your first meal, change your lifestyle. First real chicken, probably gain you a wife now. Second meal, turn it to your third meal. Now I'm stepping more than another day in the life now. Maintain is the main thing, main thing. Keep it coming, they're coming like bang, bang. They're messing with you, come up and it's time to get the gang, gang. Pull up on them, be like bang, 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 bang. Hit them up, yup, get them all. Rub them up, let them go, kinda let them know. You in there banging, I'm in there banging. Pull up the thing, but bigger when I see no, I can let it go. I'm in the business, I'm giving them the business. So if you rapping the witness, you probably end up a witness. So watch me in the beginning, the sentence. Don't mean to yell from to the ER, another minute, they call me a minute. I've been in the sentence, I'm watching you. I keep that, I keep ready to hibachi you. I'm probably with the gins, you ready to tap you. I catch you slipping up beside you, and then I hit him with the...
In the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you catch some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch has defected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me throwing up a dub and deceive me never. However, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair make you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the door, guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at him today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
Lamborghini Mercy.
pussy. Don't keep me so
crazy. But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Hey, yo. What do you know? What's going down? True West Radio. 5-E-A-8. Man, you here loving the building. I got Sweet Pete, Buddha Ali. Jay Geno is in the building. And the lovely Foxy is joining us as well. Oh, yo, he's just getting the show on the way. What's going on, folks?
Nothing.
Man, crazy. I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going crazy. I hear voices in the night. They keep calling me. And I realized that was just my weed sack. I thought it was somebody calling me just the weed. It was just the weed. And I'm telling, hold on, I'm going to put you some clothes on in just a minute. Just hold on. Let me do this, y'all. I'm going to put you some clothes on. You ain't got to lay down naked. Yeah. We broke down and ready to roll up. Get it in for like, Foxy, where you at? You know what I'm saying? You've been MIA for a minute. We thought they kidnapped you and took you to Somalia or somewhere. Oh, well. I didn't know we was gonna be in Dutch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's all good, man. Shit, just
hey, man, it. You know I get this motherfucking crunk dog. You know I ain't never have Stephen Curry. You know I get quiet. I get quiet, but you need somebody to goddamn hype this shit up. Boot High Promotion in the building. What's happening, y'all?
Let's get it
going. Welcome to True West Radio.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Somebody in the to speak to the mic.
Trap, heavy love, Sweet Pea. You say Roxy on there, Foxy, Roxy on. Who else on here with us?
Jay Geno is in the building. My kinfolk holding down.
Jay Geno.
Yes, sir.
Word. And who else?
Yeah.
Who else is there? King Scratch. Where the other crew?
MIA.
Truly a Monroe.
MIA.
Roll call. Well, let's keep it moving. So, hey, Jay, what's happening with you, man? Where you from? What part you represent, man?
Oh, me? Oh, shit. I'm from Cali, but I live in Texas right now.
Oh, okay. What part of Texas you in?
Shit, Crockett. CKT.
CKT? Knock on wood, it's that baby.
CKT,
baby.
Yes, sir.
Come back from you.
Boy, you're in the middle of the earth, brother. You sitting in the middle of the earth, man. The crock pot.
That's where the aliens and flying saucers be goddamn going. They found out about Loop 304. They don't cross the loop.
Palestine.
Yeah.
On that 45 Buffalo, them back row, them flies, they had a lot of feet fighting. I know I seen a gray in Palestine. You don't better believe me till later on.
Yeah. Now, when I was staying in Port of Springs,
I seen a little something all the time.
I can say me and my partner, shit, you know, think y'all had him on the show to, like about a week ago, Timothy Sanders, me and him, he'll attach to this shit. We seen three light UFOs, like right above over where my grandma's house there.
Damn.
What part of
that? Huh?
What part of crack, you on the north side or you on the south?
I'm going to say the south side.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember they did have a sighting up here. We did have a sighting in Crockett House before.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we did.
I remember they went crazy.
Too, y'all. I know Black History Month. I ain't heard nobody talk about what's the town down there? They had the massacre right outside Latino.
Jasper.
Local massacre. Yeah.
Oh.
We need to post the hell out of that for Black History Month.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
See the funeral they had for Confetti Cousin?
Yeah, I saw that.
Brittany Anderson. Yeah, man, that girl got killed up there in the jail down there in Gallup.
Wow. And that's still under investigation, man.
It's still in the mall, too. He got killed in the jail in a fight. In the pen, though, not the county. He's been on both of them, man.
Nadine Griffin. I know you remember Nadine, owner of the High Top Club. You used to sit at the door and answer them $2. They're gonna have her funeral tomorrow.
Oh, they didn't pass, man. Oh no, it's three. It's three people.
Yeah, they gonna have
her. That's the
count. Oh, I'm gonna add one more to it. People that know down here, you know, if you ever know JT, he just passed.
Yeah. JT just passed.
Hollywood comment told me, JT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Evelyn Burns.
Hollywood Copper this morning told me, man, yeah, that's four.
Marvin Burns, mother.
Huh?
Marvin Burns, mother.
Oh.
She passed.
Dang, I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Didn't know that. Damn.
Woo.
And she was staying somewhere I had never heard of. God, Texas.
I ain't never heard of that city
in a day of my life.
Sweet, sweet lady. Marvel mom, real sweet. She was tough. She was gangster, but she was sweet. She was up here.
Oh.
I went out to have many times. People on Marvel and the C-Zone.
Yeah. That kind of took me as a shocker. You know, it's just, man, you know, we live in the final days, time is winding up. People better get wise and get connected with the creator, man.
Oh, that's for sure.
Like Al Green said, he's coming back. Like he said, he
well, good luck trying to get this new generation to goddamn get on board.
Well, that's straight facts.
As he said, there will be many that will be left behind.
Look here. I mean, I'm trying to told you. Like, I just turned 39 in January. And
congratulations.
I mean,
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy summer return.
Happy
I appreciate I mean, to be honest, all praises go to Allah that I'm still here to even see 39. You feel me?
I'm doing
you know
a lot. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Look. But, yeah, I'm just saying, Hello. Like, I mean, this generation today, like, You have to connect yourself with like-minded people. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays, like, you might be scared to even try to meet new people.
Yeah.
I mean, if that makes any sense, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody mentality in this day and age, I mean, level of mentality, level of understanding is like, it's off. And the people that grew up with their grandmothers or their grandfathers, or, you know what I'm saying, like the older generation, you know what I'm saying, that's what we lean on. We lean on to their teachings, their lessons, you know what I'm saying, what they taught us. So
I want to jump in here all right quick on that part. Ain't no more Big Mama. That's the problem.
Type shit. Like real nigga shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's some around, but, you know, ain't that many like it used to be when we were young.
That's well, why I'm saying it's hard to find. No, go ahead.
I'm going to say this here. We don't cherish the elders now like we used to then.
Right.
Facts.
They don't respect the elders because they want they want me to help with the kids, and when they don't do right and all the stuff that they can't do. But then when I'm telling them what's the problem with the kids and why they're behaving differently with you than with me, oh, I don't know what I'm talking about because I don't have kids. No, I don't have no kids because I always got y'all. Shit.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't know nobody else. I know y'all kids because I always had them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, and to be blatant honest, this is my opinion. I feel like it's just goddamn social media. All these damn socialites. Like I'm dead serious. You know what I'm saying? Like the younger folks, like I mean, like when they be on that social media, they see that shit. And then I feel like they try to portray what they see, you know, in the social. I mean, if I'm making any type of sense, I don't know. It's just I look at some shit, and like even the music is just like, really. It took me years to decipher who was Lil Baby and Da Baby, like real nigga shit.
To me, most of them sound the same.
Exactly. That's why I was like, I'm like, damn. Yeah, y'all got a nice ass beat, but shit, you sound like goddamn NBA YoungBoy, who's in. Like I said, the nigga that look like Michael Jackson. I'm just like, y'all. It's just everything is different. Everything is, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
that's true. That's true. Because, I mean, like, to me, it's all about mind control. That's exactly what the new generation is under. They're under mind control. Money, hoes, and clothes. Excuse my language.
Another thing, too, is that when you have an artist that's really owned what you think is owned, what you see is not really who they are. It's the parts of who they are that they market to you, or that they pull out, or that they make them be. When they start to be their real self, or they start to talk a little bit, they stop promoting them so much.
I remember seeing one video with, I don't even want to talk about him like that, but Tekashi 369. And he was doing like an Instagram video, and he had all these chains and stuff on, and he took them off and just threw them on the ground and says, I'm going to let y'all know, most of this shit fake. You know what I'm saying? So when I started seeing Tekashi 6ix9ine or whatever, you know, the rainbow hair nigga.
okay. But I thought
and
he
went live. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, wasn't he a snitch, though? Like,
like according to, like, I put it like this, according to, like, documents from the court, you know, the stuff he went through, he was basically, he had, that's the only way he got off, kind of, by snitching.
Okay.
He had to give up some of the people that he was working with. Oh, my bad.
No, I was saying he tried to come back out with the same behavior, acting like, you know, you got security detail following you, but you think you're going to troll people outside and go around people and bother people and stuff like that. I know that's why nobody heard too much from him, because the way that he was behaving, you could easily get charges stacked on people, but then you recording yourself. Like, first of all, you're stalking people, and you're cyber-stalking, you're bullying, all these different things. It's charges for this stuff now.
Well, I think it all, like, this whole generation is about real music, trap music. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
First of all, he was an industry plant. 6ix9ine was an industry plant. They took a square and said, we're going to color your hair and make you a gangster. But then he went against the grain and started doing the stuff for real. Same way with the baby. They wanted to take the baby and make him Nelly. That's why they took him. We're going to put you in jerseys, big diamond earrings. You're going to be Nelly.
Yes, sir.
Thing you want. Once he started to go fight everybody and stuff, they pulled the plug on him. Same way with Sexy Red and Sukihana, they're industry plants. They do it all the time. Yeah. You see, they test the market. Well, these fools buy this shit. Yeah, they will. Okay, let's push this narrative. Let's make a whole bunch of money. Then when the shit dry up, kick them to the curb.
Mind control. You keep
I would say people listening to it and they living by this stuff and they doing exactly what the people say, and the whole time this motherfucker is pregnant, making her money, saving money for when her baby dropped the whole damn time. You know, she ain't doing none of that shit. But she was rapping about at the time that she was pregnant. So that's the thing. People just take it for whatever people say, and they think, they don't think, oh, this is a nice song, or you just go hard and say, oh, no, this going to be my life, or this is the way that life's supposed to be. People are real dumb now. Like you said, social media has changed a lot of stuff. People don't know what's real and what's fake. And common sense is just like, it's not a thing no more. It's like, what's common sense?
Let me reiterate something to everybody that's on there listening. And I'm not feeling too well today, but I joined in. The record labels own penitentiaries. They own private penitentiaries. The record labels own Spotify. The record labels own the record labels. The record label own parts of TikTok, parts of Instagram, and parts of Facebook. The record labels also own the publishing companies. They bought into BMI. So they're getting paid 4 or 5 slices of the pie to sit up there and exploit these artists who think that's what the people want to hear so I can be famous. And then the fame lasts for 4 or 5 months. And then what? You owe the record label $2-3 million, can't put an album out. Then what you do? You go in there with a pushite, the man's trying to rob a bank, you're on the news. He just tried to rob a bank, a former rapper, is what it says, and he crashed out along with all his listeners. Now, who gets paid? The record company, because he send you to prison. Prison pays the record company. I mean, the record company get paid to keep the, well, the states get paid to keep the prisons 85% full. And what it is they target the black community because you get a 2-for-1. If I pull up on Sweet Pea and Sweet Pea minding her business, Sweet Pea's going to have an attitude. What the fuck you stop me for? Okay, that's called disorderly conduct. Ma'am, you're under arrest for disorderly conduct. Now resisting arrest when she swings her arm. That's 2 tickets for 1. So that's why they target us. So they know
right,
they get
if I push up against him, if I hit him, if I elbow him. Now I didn't assault the officer, so it's disorderly conduct, it's this and this, it's all these things stacked up on one.
But the thing about the officers is the fact that they're not under the United States Constitutional. Like they get their laws, but they get their you know, what they send them as, like, missions. They get their missions from somewhere else, not even in America. That's why they act and fun and do things that they do. Because it's funny. Because if you people actually do some, you know, just check it out, you will see that most officers are that are in the United States are not from the United States.
That's because most of the people from the United States, they have to hold them accountable for the things that they've been doing, because most of them have actually been breaking the law. They ain't been following the law. They've been breaking the law, especially the 60s, the 70s, and it come out everybody on dope like that. You remember when all of them was on dope? They was all powder heads for a while. And they were stealing the powder. They weren't putting the powder in. They was stealing the weed. Like, it was crazy. The real, you know, the real organization was literally the police. And black people got a reason not to trust them. Anybody with a background got a reason not to trust them. You know, thank God I don't have a background, but because I'm black, I've been in situations where, you know, oh, I should do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to put you under arrest, and I'm going to do this, and it's like, for what? When you going to run my name, for what? What are you going to see? Nothing.
Well, once again, if you can get 42 citations in 1 week, and you get your monthly bonus in 1 week, then you can sit back in the back alley and sleep for the goddamn next 3 weeks.
That's facts.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of police, they be doing that. They be in the car with the ground. And you can't see, and they in the back alley. No, you going to do it. I ain't going up there. That's the police. They watching something. I'm going to go the other way. He in the back alley with a girl, that back alley sleep. Because he ain't got his quota for the month. He ain't got his quota for a month. Everybody on that highway, everybody walking that street is praised. What are you doing? Where you going? Where you coming from? Why you bothering me? I always fucking with me. Hey, now you this is one of the conduct. Soon as you're under arrest. Are you detaining me? Motherfucker, get these motherfucking cuffs off me. Oh, resisting arrest. Okay, I got two citations.
They trying to reset the
It's on his body camera, so you can't fight that in court because it's on his body camera.
Yeah.
And you don't know the law, they'll really take advantage of you, and that's how a lot of them found themselves in trouble, taking advantage of people who don't know the law, coming in people's houses without having warrants and stuff like that. You know, you drive to a neighborhood that you haven't been called into as a shortcut, but you see somebody walking and you pull them over. Hey, you know, first of all, you had no reason to. Second of all, if I give you my ID is in this neighborhood, the neighborhood that you don't belong in unless you've been called to. And a lot of them got themselves in trouble just like that. And it's so many of them that so many of them got in trouble that you don't even see them when you meet them. Like, they not guarding us. They not protecting us and stuff like we used to be. They only come when they called now. You know, you used to see them sitting on the highway or sitting this place, sitting in front of in the grocery store parking lot. You don't see that no more. Because they can fuck themselves off doing the wrong thing. And you don't even have enough of them to be in the places where they're supposed to be. They come in to file a report and take names. They're not there to save nobody or stop anything from happening no more.
Yeah, like, their motto is just called, like, to protect and serve. My question is who? No, I was just saying they motto is right there on their car, and every cop's car says to protect and serve. My question is who?
Exactly.
Well,
who are you protecting? Who are you serving?
If you weren't at the Constitution table signing off on the Constitution, how could the laws apply to you if you were 3/5 of a man according to the laws of the U.S. Constitution? So
that's why we say we
were servitudes. We still are not free. 1865, y'all go turn a cartwheel and Juneteenth bounce house. Oh, man, they freed us in Texas. How are you free when they can still take you and get free slave labor to send you to the penitentiary And you're not tried by your peers. You're tried by some white people who don't even live in your neighborhood who are not your peers and arrested by a white officer who wasn't your peers and by a white judge that wasn't your peers. So it said, judge by my peers. So who are I to judge if it's not my peers?
Right.
Truth the power on. Truth the power.
Yep. Then they ask you though for jury duty. I'll never get picked. Hell no. I don't trust y'all. I don't trust y'all. I do not think this system is fair. No, I don't. So I know y'all not gonna pick me. So what's the point? Y'all only want people to judge or whatever who y'all think, who agree with y'all, who think that y'all do things the right way. And we all know that y'all don't do things the right way in this country.
You know, the Constitution was maritime law. Constitution, that meant controlling what went on the seaways. That what the U.S. Constitution was. See, the law of the land for here is the Moors. That was the law of the land. That's why you see when the Moors throw that flag out the window, the police leave them hell alone. If the Moors go down there to get somebody out of jail, they go get them out without no bond. Because bond is illegal kidnapping. Placing somebody on the bond is illegal kidnapping. The Moors go right in there and say, we're here to seek brother, what you call it, El Bay, and seek his release upon the documents from the Moors. They say, we only gave you to maritime laws to govern the seas and not the land. So when they do that, they go in there. They go get
that's big fact you saying, brother, because that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing right now with Dr. York. They for the free Dr. York.
Yes. Yes.
Because
how can you have that many accounts of those? How you can have that many accounts? That many things going against you, and nobody can prove anything.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm gonna say this. Now you know, last year they locked up Nature Boy. You know, Nature Boy was had a little YouTube following. They locked him up now.
Rashad Jamal.
No, Rashad Jamal. They locked him up too. I'm talking about Nature Boy. Nature Boy was with Rashad now.
They okay.
Carver Nation.
Gotcha.
They're all part of Carver Nation. Yeah, but he, look him up, Nature Boy, the Carver Nation.
Yeah.
And a lot of his followers have been coming out. Not taking away from Dr. York, but they going. You know, this happened to Georgia too. But what I'm saying is, a lot of people get to playing with the conscious movement and think they know because they've been in the computer for all year long, writing this, writing that down. But Dr. York and them, I got his books from 1978-79. I got the actual workbooks from his class. Straight from Brooklyn, New York, from Jamaica, New York, Jamaica, Queens, that is.
York.
You got real people, you got fake people, you got people coming in, but all this consciousness is a part of us. It's in our DNA. Some more woke than others. But,
and that's
what y'all
that's
saying,
a word
everybody, everything
you.
Y'all saying is true.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like people need to stop. I mean, I know some people got into this whole, I remember when this one word was like beef, when everybody was talking nice to everybody, but, you know, the majority of people was talking about woke. Everything, when these words are like cliches, they're like fast, because I don't hear nobody talking about I'm woke no more. I used to hear it like a couple years ago, but I don't hear people talking about I'm woke. Now people say I'm conscious.
Well, because what happened was with these corporations, they said you can't come into the job talking about the word woke, or that was a threat to other employees, so you could be terminated. That's why they took it out the books out of Florida education system, because they said we're not going to sit up here and let these people start educating themselves, because when they realize who they are and their proper person, then they're going to sit up there and they're going to be able to get rid of all our laws that we have in place. because it's infatual. So if they sit up there and keep you dumb with all this hip-hop, with all these Shannon Sharps, with all these Cat Williams, with all this LeBron James versus Jordan, with all this Jenkins versus T.D. Jakes, the Puff Daddies and all that, if they keep us dumb that, we not focus on what the real deal is, but we focus on what's important.
Exactly. This is what I don't understand, and then, I mean, people don't, I don't know what I was gonna say. I say some people don't ever think about, okay, if you, these artists and these entertainers got all this money and teams and stuff like that, why come y'all have started or formed corporations of your own? They can't do it because they don't have that money like they claim to have, and then they under somebody else's umbrella, so they can't make moves like that.
The deal is, if you look at a Puff Daddy, he's under Arista Records. Suge Knight, he was under Interscope. You look at, what's his name, Rap-A-Lot, they was under Virgin Records. We can go on and say they're independent owners of record labels, but when you find out the parent distributor is who? It's not us.
Somebody else.
So they can be told the narrative of what you put out for your record label. If you don't put out no gangster stuff, then you're not Death Row. Everybody on Death Row, the Danny Boys that didn't have no gangster stuff, didn't sell no records. Anybody on, what's his name down there? Everybody on Bad Boy had to be dancers. They had to be dancing. You couldn't be hardcore. You had to be dancing. Everybody on Rap-A-Lot had to be a gangster.
This is true. This is very true. Very true. Because I noticed when they started making when they came up with that agenda, is when they got, people like Common, people like KRS-One, Poor Righteous Teachers. Oh, they may be old school, but they was talking about some uplifting information doing their raps and stuff like that. And when I started to see them silence them type of brothers, that's when I knew it was a different agenda that was going on. Because if you think about it, name 10 conscious rappers. Name 10 dudes that are women that actually talk about something uplifting.
There's only one I know of, Key Wallace.
See what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Here's the agenda. Yeah. They said, y'all are teaching them who they are. You teaching them their true selves. We can't have you teach them their true self because then you're going to take money out of our mouth.
Yeah.
Y'all going to put y'all money
there
in
you go.
Start your own Facebook.
Yeah.
You're going to start your own NFL, your own NBA, your own Major League Baseball because you were doing all that before we merged. So if y'all do that, then nobody going to watch the NFL. Nobody going to watch the NBA. Nobody going to watch it because ain't nobody jumping from no free throw line through their legs dunking no ball that don't look like us. So they sit up there and they said, well, we got to put something in place to make them destroy themselves. So what we're going to do is we're going to embrace the gangster rap music and tell everybody this is it. This is the trend. We're going to each bring this even on commercial. We commercialize this stuff. So when they commercialize it, like, yeah, this is a go. So now everybody that you, if it ain't talking about a switch, double back, spin the block, or Coochie Pink Booty Hole Brown, you don't have pretty much of a chance of being mainstream except for J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, West Coast and the East Coast.
That's it. Damn near.
D1 ain't really doing too much of nothing. He's trying to be conscious, but he's not doing too much of nothing. You got Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole.
Yeah. And, I mean, I appreciate D1, you know, but I just think he's taking the wrong approach because you can't use their platforms to say something against them. They're just like walking in somebody else's business and talking bad about their business. They think they're going to pay you for it.
Well, the deal is, what I tell a lot of people, like all these entertainers, Cat Williams, he got everybody's phone number. He got their manager's phone number. Hey, man, let's go out there to Malibu or let's go out to Hawaii. Let's hang out, man, and let's get all the discussion out of how I feel about you, you feel about me, and let's come together and make us a big-ass tour and make us a whole bunch of money. Without HBO, without the Showtime. Let's do it without the Netflix. Let's do our own.
Yeah.
Byron Allen owns networks. Oprah owns networks. Let's do our own. Because BET sold out. That was the last platform they had. When they sold out, they had that bull junk shows on TV for the happy-go-lucky black family. You didn't even watch it no more.
Terrible.
The only thing we watch is the BET Hip Hop Awards. That's it.
Yeah. I don't even watch that no more.
You know, that's sad because Vivendi owns everything. Vivendi owns Universal. Universal almost all the record labels. Universal owns Motown. It's Motown, Universal Motown. Motown was a black record label.
Gordon used
was
to be
a black record label. Now it's Universal Motown.
Yeah. It's because, I mean, you know, that all when it comes to the record labels and it comes, you know, the true science behind that is that the only thing is the most black artists, black, you know, people that was, you know, in the music, they never own their own masters.
Well, they got exploited by the record labels. Solar Records exploited everybody on the West Coast.
Yes.
Stax Records exploited everybody black down south. And Motown exploited everybody up north. They took all these black guys' talent from the juke joints, from the little nightclubs who could sing, and women.
Yep.
Put them on stage, made them famous, took all their money, and all you did is sit there and watch Five Heartbeats, and they'll tell you what the record labels did.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just doing it to the rappers. They say, oh, man, give them $2 million. We're going to say he owes us five. We're going to make 20 off of them, and then say he still owes us two. So that's why when Pac said, I'm going to start my own label, shoot, and I said, yeah, I'm going to show you the books, show you what you still owe me. Well, I done sold over $100 million worth of records, and I still owe you?
Yeah, why he ran in that, if everybody was straight out of company, he ran in that office and busted all of them records and stuff on the wall. He actually did that in real life.
Right, but see, that's the deal is to keep a slave on the plantation. You can't say, I'm going to give you a freedom. He says, hey, they freed the slaves, but we're going to make you a sharecropper. What's the sharecropper, boss? What you do is you raise up all this goddamn cotton for me, all this corn and tomatoes for me, and I'm going to give you and your family a piece of land, and you get a piece of the crops to eat. That was just the legal form of slavery. All you're doing is sharecropper. Now when you send you to the pen, you're on the field again, on the chain gang in the South, working for free. And then they take the excess that they feed all the inmates in the state of Alabama, Arkansas. They sell it to a broker who sells it to Walmart and Target. So you go eat them tomatoes in Target, Walmart, you look down there at Arkansas Penitentiary, you're going to say, damn, man, this is what my cousin grew. Look where my little brother grew. Because that's all it is. It's a private sector now. And if we don't keep the penitentiary filled up 85%, then they pull the contract from the state. So the states keep on sending people to the pen. When they get overcrowded, they say we do early kickout. We're going to get 348 inmates out early, 2 years early. So they come home early. Yeah, man, I'm on what you call it. They put you on probation and parole, and you got to pay them parole fees, and they know you're going to violate and send your ass back for free labor again.
Man, and it's funny when you say free labor and you just referring to, you know, how, you know, people, basically people don't, slaves, they prisoners, like, they don't know how to break free. And it refers
they never freed the slaves. Juneteenth, and Juneteenth celebration, that's 1865, 1864, and 1865. And it says it's 2024, and they sending more black folks to the goddamn penitentiary than they do to the goddamn NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, all together. Go to the courtroom. What you see? A sea of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
First time offense. Oh, you going to the pen? First time offense over there with white America. You getting drug court? We know you need rehab, so you get rehab and drug court and probation. Yeah. You get caught he got a quarter pound of marijuana. You got to give him 8 years in the penitentiary.
it's stupid when you think about it. You get more time for drugs than you get for killing someone.
Well, you get more time for three dime bags bagged up of weed because it's possession with intent. That's why they put with intent. Intent brings enhancement of an extra 10 years. So they can say possession with intent 20 years. You didn't see the man in Louisiana got, what, 40 years for a bag of marijuana?
No, sir. No,
one
sir.
Bag
I did not
of marijuana
see it.
Got him 40. He had priors, but one bag of marijuana that he had to bought the smoke. Got him 40 years.
Uh-huh. Wow.
But just because you get an ounce, man. You can have an ounce of weed and get a possession charge, and it'd be a misdemeanor. Take that same ounce, put it in little dime baggies, and now the possession with intent, that's a felony.
Hmm.
And if you got a gun, it's possession of a firearm and the commission of a felony of selling dime bags of weed. So now you get 20 years. Arkansas will give you 20 years for that.
Here's my question. Why don't they just make marijuana legal? I mean,
they're
damn near legal
right
in a lot of most states. Why don't they just make it all legal in all 51 states?
They're working on it right now. As we speak, they're trying to declassify it. Should be done by April. They're trying to have it declassified. The FDA's got to turn it over to
did it go from a class to
the
class
DEA, one? The Drug Enforcement Agency got to turn it over to Congress if they're going to reschedule
gotcha.
It or declassify it.
Gotcha.
It's a money game. I mean, you got to realize a lot of the black people, that's what their deal was marijuana. You see what I'm saying? So they made a lot of money off it. So the state said, you know what, we can make just as much money off of them. We can send them the pen for having it, but we'll have it and put it in the dispensary and call it medical marijuana use. And they sell the same drug in a dispensary with goddamn you got to pay $200-$300 to get a car so the state can make more money. Then they tax your ass 15%. So you get 1 gram, they taxing you $3 for 1 gram at $15 a gram. So you do the math. They making grand theft money. You go buy a 7, and they done got them made $8 off a 7. So you think about it.
That's
7, you go buy the money. But me and you get locked up with the same 7. We go take it away in the plastic, and they, oh, man, you a dope dealer. But y'all dealing dope. Y'all deal hydrocodone. Y'all deal oxys. Y'all got people come to the hospital and tell y'all, here, put this on your patients. This is oxy. This is morphine pill. This takes the pain away.
There's more than that. But you're right.
They make millions of dollars. They make millions of dollars. I take insulin. I just took my insulin shot 5 minutes ago, and my pack of insulin was $519 a month before I had insurance. $519 a month, cash money. That same insulin came to $13 a month for the same pack of insulin. So why is the same insulin $13 a month, and here it is, 10,000% markup in the United States?
Yeah, I see. You speaking from experience.
I know. I have paid $800 a month. Before I got my disability, I paid $800 a month for my blood pressure medicine and my insulin out of pocket. I told my mom, I said, Mama, I got to do this. I got to hustle. Hell, what else I'm going to do? I ain't got no money. They talk about a year and a half for my disability, and I got to survive because I'm going to die trying.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I got your back. I got your back, brother.
Yeah, I tell you, when reality hits, we look at people, and it's like, how come these people went and fought a war, got legs cut off, or went and got PTSD, living in tents in L.A., and are homeless, and they got them veterans, but you're going to sit up there and go take people that are come over here from wherever, whoever, never, give them food stamps, give them a housing, give some people $50,000 to start a goddamn hair store, and we got people that been here since 1400, and we ain't got a goddamn free sample at goddamn Sound Club because they make them pay $40 just for a membership. Black folks ain't got nothing since we've been here.
But that goes exactly what I was saying earlier. Why are there moving so many foreigners into America? That's the real agenda that's going on.
You know why they're doing that? Because the foreigners don't know who to vote for.
they give us two wings of the same damn bird. People think Democrats, Democratic, and Republicans are working against each other, but they're actually secretly working for each other.
They all work together. Let me explain to you, here's what happens.
Yeah.
Me and you get together and say, hey, man, I'm going to bullshit my constituent. You're going to bullshit your constituent. You're going to raise $30 million. I'm going to raise $30 million. Whether I get the job or you get the job, we $30 million rich. Now we can go on a fucking yacht cruise and buy all these goddamn pussy in Thailand and all these other places, buy land in Costa Rica and sit up there and finagle all these Americans just like these pastors do. The pastors say, you must tie your 10%. The Lord say that 10%. We got an ATM machine in the back of the goddamn church. I don't think in heaven they got an ATM machine in heaven. I don't think they do. So you mean to tell me I got to pay 10% of what I make for you to drive a Rolls Royce and buy your wife a Lamborghini and have a mega church and a mega house, and when my car breaks down, you won't let me ride in a Rolls Royce and go to work every day? Is that what you're telling me? Because God said it's going to be easier for a poor man to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man to get to heaven. Don't idolize nothing, but y'all idolize. Y'all both got these Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, fancy-ass goddamn airplanes, Creepro Dollar Tail. These people, he want a private plane, $30 million. For what?
Well, this would be my thing on why they bring in so many people over here. I would say they bring in so many people over here, for one, it's because they're running out of Americans, first of all, because they let so many people get sick and so many people die. And just like you said, I have insurance now, too. And I've had asthma all my life and different things, but now I go and I get prescriptions, $15, $25, some of them for free, when most of my life I've had to, like, okay, if something is really wrong with me, get the antibiotic and maybe get the asthma pump and leave everything else there, because it's no way you can pay for $500 and $600 worth of prescription, and now $400 or $500 worth of prescription I give for $45. It's always been like that. So you let people die that way. And then you let, basically, that was a whole massacre. That was a worldwide massacre. And it went to more families than they thought. It didn't go to low income. It didn't go to just black people. That shit wiped out everybody. And one last thing. When you go and you bring people from other parts of the world, they, unless you bring them from Africa, they are still white. So when it's time for them to mark on who they are and their race and this and this and that, Middle Eastern people, they might have something different, and they have something different from Latin people too if they choose it. But they, it's even some places they have, are you a black Latino? They used to have it on the thing. So think about it. Majority of the places where you go in the world, and you letting people come over here, you still letting white people come. You bringing more white people. Unless you let Africans come.
That's facts.
Well,
and
some of them have adapted to that same deal.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, remember back in the day, people used to always hear, you know, that's not black. You need to go back to Africa. And it's funny because I've met a lot of Africans, people from Africa, that has never lived in the United States and came here for, like, the first time. And a lot of them weren't very friendly. And they told me, a lot of them told me, like, we really don't like y'all.
Right. You know why? Because they say we got the Americanized traditions, you see. So once they say if you got a different culture from them, then you are alienated. So that's like when we go to France and Spain, they got the commercial, not the commercial, the TV shows. The woman said, I went to Spain. I thought, you know, Spain, a lot of the dark-skinned people from Spain, they adapted to me. She said, they looked at me and my old man like we were shit on the law. You know, unfortunately. I experienced the first time I experienced racism with Indians, what we call Native Americans, or what we call the Indians from Mexico. When we went to Safeway out there in Seligman, Arizona, headed to California, My dad needed some batteries for something, a light, a headlight or something. Now, he went in the store to buy some batteries. I went in with him. They got the little deals with the babies in the back. They were on their back, the little backpack. They all stopped and started staring. They stopped shopping and looked at me and him like, huh? Black folks? Like, come on, man, we get them batteries somewhere else, man. These motherfuckers looking at that like they ready to kill us. He like, yeah, they sold it. Let's go eat this shit, man. He got them damn batteries, and we got up out of there. He's like, man, I can't believe the Indians. We were Indians. I'm like, yeah, but we ain't that type of Indian. That's a whole nother motherfucker. They wouldn't have been looking at us like that. You see what I'm saying? So we're alienated, wow. But then we make it worse by sitting up there, falling into Willie Lynch Central, got us. They said, put something in place to keep black folks against each other. In the last 60 yeah. days, how many black people have you seen on TV from all the comedians? One comedian got on mm-hmm. there, all the comedians had something to say. Then Monique got on there, they all had something to say. Then the basketball players, Scottie Pippen on Michael Jordan, so-and-so Pat Beverly on everybody, Cam Newton, oh, Kaepernick ain't good, this one ain't good, I'm the best, yeah. this and that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For clicks and likes, for a blue check, they'll sell their goddamn soul and booty hole.
Yep.
That's what we came
for. And you know what?
Enlightenment status.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And I was about to say, you know what that is, though? That's actually using, okay, look at it from point of view. What the hell does somebody that's a great actor know anything about politics? We know you as a
right.
great actor, not a great politician. So why do
right.
people not – I'm not asking you that directly this question, but I'm just saying, why do people care so much what an entertainer got to say about a big public issue? It don't matter. They ain't going to do shit about it.
Right.
So why do they worry so much weight?
Yeah, Ice Cube went to the Washington White House, and he had a black agenda, saying, this is my black agenda.
Mm.
He wanted the black card or whatever he said. But he didn't have nothing in order. So they said, okay, we'll listen to you. All right, that nigga left. That's it. You didn't hear nothing else get done. Because we went to, no disrespect and no booty, he going to chime in. But we went to the Million Man March and we never made a demand. We went for a photo op. Ooh. Nobody went up there and said, hey, if y'all don't sit up there and give the black people a voice in America, we going to do like they did on January 6th. A million of us. They would have said, hey, shit, man, give them what the fuck they want. Because they serious. We marched 9 miles.
So y'all just
marched
on the whole lot of different stuff. But I want to go back to the stuff about the Africans. See, the thing with that
okay.
has changed is the time and the generation. At one point, it was exactly like that, with an African person and a black person and vice versa. And black people wasn't very nice to Africans either. But I used to work for a music magazine, and so most of the people I interviewed was African and stuff, and I could tell you it's definitely not like that at all, not even a little bit no more, especially since it's so much hip-hop and it's so much rap and stuff going on over there. Some of them you couldn't even tell that they really over there until you actually talk to them when you hear the music. So social media, like you said, has changed a lot of stuff. And it has broadened a lot of stuff, and it has brought a lot of stuff into people's sight where they can view it. But truthfully, us black people, we are not raised with the traditions and the manners and the kind of stuff that they are raised with over there. So that was the biggest discrepancy when you come here and you come there. But now, it's an understanding in between, a mutual understanding, like how you going to behave like something that you don't know. And, yeah, people used to tell me, go to Africa. Now, people think I'm from Africa. The Africans do sometimes. They think I'm from, shit, all the places where black people be at. They think I'm Latin. They think I'm African or whatever. But on the cool, I am on the cool. But it's like I've never been there. I'm American. I've only been American. Maybe 4 or 5 generations back American. So, yeah, you could say I'm indigenous to America, but I know that I came here through African people. You know what I'm saying? And so it's just now the understanding that we are literally the same people, and DNA have opened up to where people can see that, hey, this is your family way over here, this is your people that. So we don't know each other. We don't know what we're supposed to be. We don't know where we're from, what language we're supposed to be speaking, what we dress like. We don't know any of that. But the thing about people telling me, go back to Africa. I've never been to Africa. But first of all, ain't you French? European? You whatever you come from? Well, you go back there because you know where your people are and where you come from. And you take your ass back because you came here too.
Everybody's immigrating from Africa. I don't care what where you. But see, the deal is with America is we lost the identity. They gave us 28 days. 1 month out of the year, the shortest month of the year, to put some books about Malcolm X and all the black history out there and give you Black History Month. Black History made every day, 365 days a year. They gave us 28 days to learn your history. Then they take the books and hide them back off the shelf. So if they don't teach it in the textbooks, and then they only put the library books out there right there, 28 days of a 365 day year, they give you 28 days to learn the history, your true history, because you're not going to find unless you go buy the books with all this fake history. They put it right there and say you got to read this and get an A, B, or C in order to graduate for our ideology of how you should be learned. So it's trained behavior. So what happened, and it was sad, last month, the Somalians and the blacks up there in Minneapolis got into a big-ass riot at the high school. Both of them black. I couldn't tell them different, but it was Somalians and what they call it, because they've been programmed. The Somalians come in here, they're programmed that black is bad. Niggas is negative. Look on the battery. The negative post is on the battery. All the black on the battery is negative. So if y'all interact with them, then we're not going to give you this money and all this assistance from this, what do they call it, refugee. So they say, okay, I'm a refugee, so I got to act towards my own people that look like me in order to get this money. Same way they did back in the 60s and 70s. They told the black women, the Black Panthers, they started the WIC program. They were getting the food and feeding the kids and the women, infants, children. That's what the Black Panthers did. They didn't protect the community. They said, we can't have this. This black man is protecting his queen. So what we're going to do is tell the women, we're going to give you food stamps and the projects, free house. But you got to kick the man out the house. So they had to kick the man out the house for free food, cheese, milk, all that stuff, and a free place to stay. So then they, all right, cool, we'll deal with this. The man can sneak over here back and forth, but he can't be caught living here. So now who's to raise the kids? The man got to be away from his kids. He can't raise the kids. Oh, now the kids are bad. They're gang members. But the dad wasn't around to put the foot in the ass because he had to be kept away for the mom to get subsidiary from the government. You see what I'm saying?
Well, look, though. Everybody else is the same thing as this. And the fathers are still in the house. You know why? Because they are married. When you are married, your income as a family counts, not just your income as a whole. When you go to any other neighborhood or any other project, they have families of all different races living in there because those people are married. So, no, it is going to be like that if you're not married. Or, you know, what people think marriage is. Or even if you're not living together, you don't have one income. That's exactly how it's going to be. But that's the loophole that people don't understand. Because you got white families getting Section 8 help or whatever the housing program, helping them do that, getting food stamps and this and that, but they are married. Spanish people.
A lot of them ain't,
you know,
married. A lot of them
like
just met at the club and drunk some beer and made some kids, and they live in the trailer parks or wherever and get Section 8 the same way that blacks get Section 8. That's why I said if they cut Section 8 out, a lot of white people going, more white people going to suffer, because more white people, you look on the statistics right now, it's more white people that's on government assistance than
that's
blacks.
Not what I said. That's not what I said. I said it's families that have it, and people don't understand. That is the loophole, that a family will be included if it is on paper a legitimate family. A single family, no, you can't have nobody else living there. If it's the man is the one getting it, and you know you can't have no woman living here.
You're not going to get it. They said my husband working at General Motors, and he getting $64,000 a year. You're not getting no food stamps. Everybody that got busted with the PPP loan, living in the project, getting government assistance, said they made over $100,000 a year. How you going to do that when you said on your food stamp application, only making $1,100 a month? You see what I'm saying? That's how they trapped all the black folks.
I don't know. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I was just talking about all I know, the people that I know, and the people that I've met and what I've seen. I don't know them people. I imagine so. That's fraud. You going to prison. You going to prison
right,
anyway.
So if you and your husband together, you're not getting no food stamp because they're going to say, he working at General Motors? Okay, no, you don't get food stamps. So now he got to work at General Motors. You're going to have to go to work.
I had a cousin. She's dead now. She did not work. She didn't work at all because she had three girls close back to back. And they was not even married. He paid all the bills in the house and so forth and whatever else, regardless of what he was paying, because they had those kids. He was still able to live there, and she was still able to get that assistance, and he did not get put on child support or nothing like that. That's all I was saying. That's it.
And she was getting Section 8.
They was getting it.
That means he would make a minimum wage. Because, see, if he make a good job and he make over, like, $42,000 a year, you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
It's on every application, a total household income. And they going to say, bring his check stub, bring your Social Security or whatever you get. If you getting Social Security, bring it to the office. And when they add that up, y'all can't get that because y'all make over the $42,000 national deficit of what we classify as poverty for a household of four. We got each person, we got household of one, two kids, three kids. They tell you they got a threshold. That's how you can go get.
Well, he ain't had no good job. You right, dude. He probably right. He probably had a regular job because that nigga used to sell dope before he had some kids and he had some kids on the car because they kept having girls. And he said he was going, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't going to be like
when
that.
When I went in 2000 and when I got my disability, I went in to go do my deal. I had to turn in my letter of what I get every month for Social Security, and then I told them about, they said about my condition, so they were like, well, we're going to give you a two-bedroom. So I'm like, oh, okay. So they said, oh, everything looks good. Your income is working out, because I was only getting $1,585 at the time. But they're like, yeah, your income, what you call it, and your damn condition, you qualify in the special deal. And then they come back, oh, your record. My record is over 10 years old. He was 11 years old, and they said, up your record. You had a drug charge, so we can't give it to you. So, I mean, they had the apartment ready and everything, but they do the whole income check. How many people going to be living in the household? Do you got kids? Are they over the age of 18 or under? Are they going to be staying with you? They ask all
Truthfully,
that. When you fill that application out, you in trouble if you have any discrepancies.
None of their business.
I wanted to know. I show ask specifically because, you know, my cousin, I'm like, you know, people go to jail for this and whatever. Hey, she was like, she was like, his name on everything, his name on the lease or whatever. And I asked her, I was like, how did you do it? How did you? And she said, he pay all my bills. He pay all the bills. And so when they got older or whatever, she started looking for work and stuff when the kids started getting older. But
she ended up getting sick and she passed away or whatever, but that's what she ended up doing it. So a lot of people don't know. It's a loophole. It's a small loophole, though.
Well,
and
see,
you
they
have to submit it. The loophole ain't for you if you ain't committed to your family.
Yeah, they have inspections, and what they do on the inspection, they go look in your closet to make sure ain't no men's clothes in there. They go look to make sure ain't no men's car parked in your yard. All your business got to be gone by 10 p.m. Got to have stickers for being in the projects on their car, or it's going to get towed past 10 p.m. They do all that because they were like, well, this is the loophole. These girls are getting these boyfriends, and they sitting in the projects selling dope and all this stuff going on. And they moving all these guys in, saying they need a place to stay for them and their kids, and then they're housing a man, and he's up here selling dope and causing an environment for these kids to get shot up or get step on a needle or something at the park. So we're going to curb all that. We're going to sell the game. We got video cameras, and we see a man standing in your house, we give you 30 days to move out. So that's the new wave now. But they see a man walking up the cars every 5 minutes at your house trying to serve. Or if they sit up there and see a man standing at your house, they're going to give you 30-day eviction notice because you done broke your lease with the government. It's government-owned, and the government runs it, not you. They tell you a curfew at 11, you can't sit outside on your porch past 11, or you're going to get a write-up, a citation. You get 3 write-ups in 6 months, you evicted. Damn. It's everything in America done by design. They do everything by design. They didn't want to give us loans coming from World War II, so they said, we'll build a project, 150 units up in the air in all these big cities, and now all these black folks got to live together and smell each other sweating and piss in the hallways, and animosity is going to stir when you live neck to neck. There's 5 black people living in a 4-bedroom house. Somebody going to get animosity. Somebody stole something out of the refrigerator. They knew it. It's done by design. Yes. But where are you from? The guy that I'm America's talking to on the phone, where are you from? What you say? I was saying, where are you from? Who am I talking to? Oh, this is J. Jane OG. This. Yeah, I'm from Cali. Oh, okay. I live in Texas. Yeah, I live in Texas. Okay. I'm from Cali. Oh, you're in Texas? What part of Texas are you in? Oh, I'm in Crockett, Texas. Oh, you okay? You down there with Hell Love? Okay, you was out there. Where you from? Out there in L.A.? Yeah, no, I'm actually from Pomona. It's okay. Right okay. By San Bernardino. It's basically I know like is east. Okay. Yeah, you out there with goddamn it, Sugar Free. By the way, that's my uncle-in-law. Okay, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. In a real way. Fly for life. Don't cost a dime. Stay out of mind. If I tell you to jump in the air, you stay there. And when I tell you to come down, you shut the fuck up. Oh, man. That's my boy. Sugar Free, Moss Burn, Quick, all this, man. Oh, man. Yeah, yo, you already know. Okay. That's what's up. Yeah, I grew up out there in Sacramento. Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I grew up in Sacramento in Arkansas in Texas. Okay, yeah. That's what's up. Okay. I'm from Cali, but I lived in Texas. I lived in Florida and Georgia, all the other couple of states I lived in. Oh, okay. Welcome to the show, Shu. Yeah, where yes, have you went to sleep?
Yeah. Y'all smart people.
Know.
I'm talking smart people. Shit. Everything I be gonna be a wrong answer.
Smart. Ain't nobody dumb. The dumbest question is the one that never asked. That's what my teacher told me.
And that's the worst part about it, because they say you ask the dumb question, you get a dumb answer.
Ain't no question dumb. No. Everybody on this panel
I have some of the most intelligent people across the globe on this show. Some of the most intelligent people on the globe. Very inquisitive. That's okay. Now let me, because I take the time and we ain't got about 2 minutes left. No, wait. Is it just tuning in to US Radio or We live, baby. If you'd like to be a part of the show, this up 323-642-1597. And press 1. We'll get at you as soon as possible. You know? So, yeah. Right there, get y'all boys. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I will. Don't play some music here. Next, I'll play two or three songs. The show will be over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You gotta start acting like this
in the show. I'll be free half the time. I'll be trying to learn something. See, y'all don't understand. I learn from y'all. I listen and learn. I'm a listener. I like to listen and learn. Even though I'm supposed to be the host and do all the talking, I know y'all get tired of my voice. Y'all been here for the past 20 years. So, you know, I'm going to give you a little something, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I like the good content that y'all bring, you know what I'm saying? Each and every one of you are very resourceful in what you do. So I honor that. I appreciate that. You know, and I'm glad to be able to orchestrate a platform like this, you know, so to say, by sitting back, you know, pushing buttons, getting everybody in, asking what, you know, what go on, because sometimes I have to be behind the scenes, answering phone lines and see who calling me in and stuff like that. So a lot of times I can't talk, answer phone lines, play music, and do it all in a fashionable sense, you know what I'm saying, without being of some type of interruption of what's going on. Y'all had good chemistry going. So I didn't want to interrupt that, so I just sit back, check the phone line. You know, people call in and everything. Yeah.
I think you should do this way, podcast style, because people are getting into it. So that way we might have, really, Mike, and get some consistent listeners or call-ins on each day. If we set it up for a certain day, hey, this day we podcasting, this day we playing a little bit more music and so forth, because it really is people who like the music, and it's people that like the talking, too. It's like 50-50.
Right. So we try to cater this all.
I'm going to try to be more consistent. I just speak to myself.
Oh, that's all good, man. Next week, we got some guests coming up, Wednesday and Thursday. You understand where I got us hooked up? So we're going to get into that next week. Or we might have somebody Monday and Tuesday. You never know. You know what I'm saying? It's always, all I can say is check TN and see what's going on, because you never know who might stop by the truth. We've had a bunch of surprises.
That's what's up.
You know? And for you artists that's listening, if you'd like to get your music on here, hit us up, you know, KLove22@gmail.com. You get that to me. And I utilize your songs on TrueEdge Radio and also feature in mixes that I do for other radio stations abroad. And I'm not only a Texas DJ, I'm global. So, you know, some areas I just play music. I don't even have to say nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? They're real converse with the hip-hop blends and R&B, Southern Soul. Because I incorporate it all, you know what I'm saying? It's just a good feel for me. It's a gift to you. It's just a good feeling. So, I'll keep pumping, keep pushing. You know what I'm saying? Y'all check out the new radio station, FlixRadio.biz. My boy Boot Ali program, assistant program director there. You know what I'm saying? That's on 24/7. You bleed in your ear with how to unsign artists. You know what I'm saying? So y'all get your music in over there. You know what I'm saying? You can do that style. Buddha High Promotions on 24 TV. Y'all make sure y'all get on that issue, man. Send your videos, then we get them over there to Buddha. And it goes there like that. We all over the boat, man. And definitely we on the truth, you know. So it's a beautiful thing. As Tony Henry says, it's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. And shout out to that girl Fire, man. Miss Fire, she's hosting a music festival, a blues music festival here. I think it's in March, if I'm not mistaken. March or April. I'll get the dates and times and make sure I get the right information.
Matter of fact, while we do it, I'm going to give a shout-out to Foxy because she was on here. I don't know if she's still on here, but she cool. She always come through. She needs to send some more music because that girl can sing.
Salute.
She needs to send some more music.
Well, if y'all can ever keep on the line, that's the thing with me. He got to call her and talk to her. Get her pumped up.
She was one of the
kitchen eyes.
That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Actually, I think I'm going to do some shows this weekend, too. I ain't made up my mind yet, but I think I'll be having something tomorrow night. I don't know. I didn't live Valentine's Day past, so they don't need to do it in the quiet storm no more. I had to stop doing that. When anybody see me talking about, can they have my baby? And she doesn't lie. Hold on. Y'all doing the goddamn much. I ain't
what
do
you gotta think about?
You. What the hell makes you think I'm gonna start now?
Most music now, they like if you think about R&B music now, compared to like back in the day, R&B music now talks about nothing but having sex. They don't talk about love.
Yeah. And that's why when I do my old school, I like to do old school. I'm a 80s, 70, 80, 90 baby. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So I grew with them deals right there. The early 2000s was all right. You know what I'm saying? The early 2000s was all right, too. You know? You know, I had to wear with them. But I'm all over it. It's a slow song. I love to hear. You know? We got had some great...
The other day with the 80s music up in here.
Yeah.
It was going down. You know how you start hearing too many songs you like? And she picked up a remote or something. I said, what you doing? That's your microphone? She said, yeah, I got into it.
Yeah, I be jamming those stories. They call me, man, you in love with something? Oh, girl, I broke your heart? No, man, I'm just listening to something that had a meaning to it.
Ain't no more love songs. Ain't that many. Like mainstream love songs, not that many. It's all the R&B mainstream love songs are by how somebody did.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. A lot of these artists nowadays has got good slow music. That music never makes it into the market. Because they come out on the push, the up-tempo beat. Everybody want to push the up-tempo music. You know, nobody really wants to make a break at trying to push a slow song because it takes so long. You know, when you're dealing with slow songs, you're dealing with people's affection, of people's emotions. You know what I'm saying? You're dealing with all that. You know, when you're dealing with just strictly rhythmic R&B, you're dealing with a vibe.
But see, R&B used to be from the heart. Now R&B is from the lower extremity.
Yeah.
He's right, though. They don't actually push R&B. It's hard for them to make it. Like the young girl, Coco, she got to finally start and get rewards and get recognized because she don't want to do the whole poppy pop thing. She want to do R&B, you know, and it's hard for people that really just want to do R&B. They really don't show R&B the respect that they should, you know.
Yes.
I don't know why. They don't.
That's because R&B took
the thing about it. When was the last time you used the R&B superstar at the Super Bowl? My bad. When was the last time they used an R&B superstar at the Super Bowl? I'm talking about a straight up
right.
R&B superstar at the Super Bowl.
See, Usher, that's the one.
But see, thing about Usher, he is an R&B, but he ain't just R&B. He pop, and he's known as really as a pop star.
Because
he's done so many
five.
Different genres. And, I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad, too. I was just saying he came out like an R&B artist, and that's the thing with them. If you want to have seem like longevity or you want them to promote you, you do have to turn into some more up-tempo stuff or, you know, because, like, Jasmine Sullivan, like, where they at? Where them? Where the awards at? You know what I'm saying? People like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that was the thing because they made good songs, but they wouldn't get recognition.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get the exposure and the recognition that they should have been getting, you know. And if you think about how they done Jennifer Hudson, she came out with a blast, you know. And after the situation that happened with her, it discouraged her. She didn't want to do music anymore for a while, you know.
She challenged the wrong person.
And, yeah.
She challenged Beyonce.
Because they was trying to take, because really truly they was trying to change her into something else that she didn't want to do. That was what she wanted to do.
They wanted her to be the next Whitney Houston, and she couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, she had high comparisons.
Yeah. That's why they put her in those particular movies like Dreamgirls and all that other stuff. They were trying to put her as the new Whitney Houston, but she couldn't do it.
And they should be pushing people as themselves because everybody got something unique or different to bring. Like, we're trying to make people sound and look like somebody else. That's why everybody looks so damn weird now. You see how the men look? Because they don't want everybody to look and sound the same. They look crazy, you know. All these funny designs on the sweater, designs on the shirt, designs on the pants and shoes. I'm like, this shit, like, you look a fucking mess. Like, this shit busy as hell. And niggas be like, swear they fly as hell. I'll be like, how?
Thanks.
It's just like the Jordans that Ursa had on. The Jordans that Ursa had on. Now they high as hell. Ugly as fuck, but they high as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's the brand. It's all about the brand. You gotta, if you build
just
the brand,
bread.
That's all it's about. It's a brand. That's it. It ain't even about person. It's a brand. People love that brand. You gonna say?
We gotta get it together, though.
Yeah,
no, definitely, man.
The nation needs it. Because actually we in control. That's the funny thing. People don't think we in control, but we actually are in control. We're the biggest consumers. For one day in America, stop going to all stores for just one week. We'll shut America down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's so true.
Man, I ain't been doing none of that stuff either. Like I told y'all before about the Starbucks is having a problem and they starting to crash and they want to send you all these deals. Oh, this, you get this, you buy one, you're going to get one free and all that. I ain't moved the muscle. I can't tell you when the last time I said y'all having trouble. Don't look for us to come over there now because where I got to go, 4 or 5 or 6 miles away from my house to get some damn coffee,
when you could have built one somewhere around this neighborhood, because you know people around here buy that stuff too. But people, you built it all over by the mall in the, where it used to be the Jewish neighborhood at and stuff. So, you know, deal with it. Because if you'd have put that in a black neighborhood, black people is going to get what they want whenever they want it. It don't matter what everybody else is saying. All that, oh, we boycott and we riot in this and this and that. Yeah, that may be, but I want my drink, so I'm going to go get it. But
wow. You
don't have that. You don't have that, you know, because you didn't think enough of us. You didn't build that in Spanish neighborhoods. You didn't build it in black neighborhoods. But you look in line, don't nobody but black people and Spanish people buy them damn expensive-ass frappuccinos. Everybody else buys
right. Coffee.
$3. Okay, $3. Black people, Spanish people, $6, $7, $8. Frozen drink, extra dish, caramel, blah, blah. But you don't think enough of us that put it in our neighborhood. Well, that's it for me.
Me and Cecilia's lifestyle, like, I'll make $8 for a fucking cup of coffee. You can make one at home.
You know, that's not even a coffee, that thing. That's like a damn a milkshake, to be honest.
Yeah,
they put coffee in the bottom of it to make it, but it's more just, it's a milkshake.
Yeah.
A glorified milkshake.
Yeah. Right.
Now, when it was $3 or $4, yeah, maybe. But now $5, $6, $7, and $9, I'm good.
It don't get that damn good.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all. And like you said, a lot of stuff you make it at home. I know how to make a lot of stuff at home, and I work there. So I definitely know how to make that shit at home. So, no, I won't be spending those prices.
Shoot, here's a thought. Shoot, you start making your own, and maybe you can start selling your own, you know, selling your own product.
That's why I went to work there, because I wanted to have a coffee shop when I get older, and I wanted to see if it was too much for me or if I like it. Every job I ever done, it's because it was something like that I was interested in making a business out of myself. I want to learn how to do the business. So I am still thinking about that.
You sound like an entrepreneur, so.
Maybe one day I'll do it together.
Sorry.
One day.
No.
I know. Go ahead. Mr. Everywhere is going to have me. I might be rich taking Mr. Everywhere advice. I just got to start back working again because I ain't sick no more. I still got my issues, but I ain't sick. I need to get to this money now.
Shit. You said you got issues? I'm saying, if anybody live on this planet, they got issues. You ain't by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So true. We're down to the 2-minute mark of the show. Once again, I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show tonight. Don't forget, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 to 8 on your Pacific, and 9 to 11 on your Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you lock in with us, man. Like you're a part of the show, it's up. 323-642-1597. For music submissions, send your music to kingscratch@gmail.com. Or you can send it to me, headlove22@gmail.com. Also, we all take donations as well to keep the show going. Want to thank Mr. Everywhere. Want to thank Trulia Monroe, 86, and the whole family for supporting and trying to keep the movement alive. We gonna keep doing it to the fat meat get greasy and the wheels get slippery. Then we'll put it into full traction. bringing you satisfaction. I could keep going all day and all night, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Once again, I want to thank Jay Geno G for being part of the show. Again, back with us, my kinfolk, Buddha Ali, True Monroe, Foxy, I like to call her Trixie, Foxy, Sweet Pea, Mr. Everywhere, King Scratch, the owner. Hey, y'all be safe this weekend. And remember, love conquers all. No matter how you decide you want to get it, always receive it. You hear me? I'm about this thing, man. Just sailing through the night. Peace out. True blessings.